Right now, Hollywood is releasing all their holiday movies for the Christmas season. Around this time of the year, people get excited to see a good Christmas film. While I don't celebrate Christmas anymore, I can't deny that I used to love holiday movies. They were always so good at getting you in the Christmas spirit. So when Paramount released their new Christmas movie called Dear Santa, I could only imagine how many people thought this was going to be a wholesome Christmas movie. Well, that was until they started watching it and realized this movie isn't about Santa, but about Satan. Believe it or not, Paramount made a Christmas movie about the devil for children. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the movie Dear Santa. Let's get right into it. If you're one of the many people that stumbled upon this so-called Christmas movie, Dear Santa, thinking it was going to be a wholesome Christmas film, only to find out it wasn't about Santa at all, but about the devil, you're not alone. My close friend actually called me in the middle of watching this movie with his son in shock. He didn't read the description of the movie, as he thought it was just another Christmas movie. When he saw Satan instead of Santa, he didn't know what was going on. He then called me immediately and told me that I had to cover this movie. I actually already knew about this movie because I did a video on Jack Black, and while I was researching him, I found out that he was working on a Christmas movie about the devil. Now, about a year later, the movie is out, and not only is it a terrible movie, but like we have come to expect from Hollywood, it is blatantly pushing their satanic agenda. For those that haven't seen the movie, there will be spoilers ahead. The movie is about a kid named Liam who accidentally sends a letter to Satan for Christmas. He accidentally addressed the letter to Satan instead of Santa and mailed the letter not expecting anything from it. The letter ends up getting to Satan, who then shows up at the boy's room in the middle of the night. Satan just pops up in his closet and the kid is rather confused. Satan realizes the kid was trying to write the letter to Santa, so he first pretends to be Santa. Satan then offers Liam a deal, offering him 3 wishes of his choice, with Liam using his first wish on a girl he likes at school, wishing that she gave him a chance. Eventually, Liam's friend sees the letter that he wrote to Santa and realizes it was addressed to Satan, not Santa. This is when Liam confronts Satan about his identity, with Satan admitting that he was indeed the devil and not Santa. This is when the devil tells him the truth about the deal he just made with him. He told him that he made a deal with the devil and he's being granted 3 wishes for his soul. This is when Liam tries to reject the deal, but the devil tells him it's too late. He already started the deal and made 1 wish, which can't be undone. Liam then tries to convince Satan to leave him alone, but the devil won't stop. This is when the devil attempts to tempt him like he is depicted in the Bible. Satan shows Liam all he can give him if he trades him his soul, just like Lucifer does to Jesus Christ when he tells him to worship him and he would make him the king of the world. Jesus rejects the deal just like Liam in the movie. Eventually, Satan shows up at Liam's door and manages to convince his parents to let him take Liam to see Post Malone. Satan then gets Liam backstage and puts Post Malone under a spell that makes him worship Liam. This scene was very important, and we will get back to it later in this video. By the end of the movie, Liam is convinced by the devil to make the 3rd wish and sell him his soul. At the end of the movie, it turned out that Jack Black wasn't the devil, but a demon impersonating the devil. Liam then ends up keeping his soul, and the demon brings back his dead brother. Now, you might be wondering, what kind of movie is this? Even though they gave this movie a PG-13 rating, and there's only 1 bad word in the entire movie, after watching it, you can determine that this movie was clearly aimed at children. Like most of Hollywood, this movie was made to push their satanic agenda on the child audience. The movie is literally about a kid who sells his soul to a demon for 3 wishes. By the end of the movie, they try to paint the demon as this good guy who in reality only helped Liam. The way they present the demon or the devil is as a guide who helped Liam stand up for himself and get the girl he wanted. They show Liam being able to stand up to his bully and call out his mean teacher after he gave the demon his soul. Instead of painting the demon as what it really is, evil and demonic, they try to paint them as a guide who helped Liam become a better version of himself. This is what the occult teaches, that through learning the teachings of the occult, you could become a better person or divine, when in reality, following the occult would only leave you soulless, evil, and empty. This scene where they show Post Malone being convinced by the devil to hang out with Liam is as open as day. These celebrities sell their souls for fame and fortune, and then they are controlled by Lucifer. While Lucifer isn't literally controlling them, the lifestyle they choose to live was granted to them by Lucifer. Everything they do is to serve Lucifer's kingdom. This is why Hollywood makes movies like this, and rappers put satanic imagery in their music videos. Now, Let's point out the obvious Rillicode imagery that was placed all over this movie. Throughout the movie, they repeatedly show the planet Saturn. Saturn is a very important occult symbol that ties back all the way to the ancient times. In the occult, Saturn is worshipped as a god and a planet. He is called the god of excess, and he is also seen as a liberator, the Black Cube. He's referred to as the Lord of the Rings because Saturn has seven rings that go around the planet. Saturn is also another representation for Lucifer. Now, like I said, Saturn is all over this movie. They show Saturn in Liam's room on a poster. They also show Saturn in the classroom. In this movie about Satan, it's no coincidence that Saturn is hidden everywhere. Now, in one of the scenes, they show Jack Black in hell talking to the real devil that's played by Ben Stiller. In the scene, I noticed a few occult symbols again hidden in the background. This shows that this movie is inspired by real occult beliefs. In the scene, we can see the obvious pentagram on the floor. But more interestingly, we find the symbol of the occult religion Thelema on the wall. Thelema is the occult sex religion that was created by occultist Aleister Crowley, the man who inspired all modern occultists. As you can see, this is the same exact symbol that represents Thelema, and it's hidden in the background of this movie about Satan. This shows you exactly what agenda is being pushed through these movies. Now, we can also find another prominent occult symbol in the background, which is the Baphomet. Again, these are real occult symbols that are hidden in this movie. I have exposed the Baphomet symbol many times over. It's a symbol that occultists use to represent their transformation from man to God. On top of this, we can spot Jack Black, who played the devil slash demon, doing the satanic horn hand gesture throughout the entire movie. He does this repeatedly throughout the movie, especially when he's using his satanic magic. Some people think this symbol just means rock on, but that isn't true. This symbol is used by occultists to represent Baphomet. It's no surprise that Jack Black is doing the satanic hand gesture, as Jack Black is an open Satanist. Jack Black has openly admitted to selling his soul and worshiping the devil on many occasions. In this interview, he explains how the devil is connected directly to rock music, claiming that Satan has always been connected to rock since its inception. He also admits that he, like other rock stars, sold this soul for fame and fortune.
He said, okay, let's just give up on that. Let's attribute to the greatest song.
Okay.
That became our number one hit.
The tribute was about saving souls from demons, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
What was?
Well, you know, there's a real history of the devil in rock and roll. Way back to Elvis, everyone said, he's playing the devil's music. What was that great song, The Devil Went Down to Jail?
Charlie Daniels.
He had something in there, and it goes even back to before that. Who's Rob Johnson?
Right.
You can find his roots, you know, way back to the beginning of rock. Had we sold our soul to the devil? How else can you explain this thing here?
As you heard for yourself, Jack Black openly admits he sold his soul to the devil. Without sugarcoating it, he straight up admits it and no one even cares. They think he's joking, but this man is not joking at all. In this old video at an award show, we can see Jack Black leading a prayer for the devil while all the celebrities join in.
Who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Bad toe. Bad toe. Bad toe. And the person next to you, my lady. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just want to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry.
As you heard for yourself, Jack Black leads a satanic prayer to Lucifer while all of Hollywood happily goes along. It couldn't be more open than this. In another interview, they show Jack Black literally telling kids to sell their souls if they want to become successful rock stars.
Oh, hey, what's up? We're Tenacious D.
Greatest band on earth.
If you want to be awesome musicians like me and Cage, you might want to practice and stay in school. Or you can just do what we did and sell your soul to rock and roll.
As you heard for yourself, Jack Black advises children to sell their souls in order to become big rock stars. If this wasn't enough to convince you that Jack Black sold his soul and is serving Lucifer, this photo should confirm that. In this photo of Jack Black and his Tenacious D bandmates, we can see Jack Black and his bandmate literally chained to a Baphomet while they're holding baby dolls. They are standing on a pentagram while they are literally chained to the devil clothless. This is one of the most disturbing occult images, as is referring to occult sacrifice. Openly, they are referencing making sacrifices to the devil. while showing they are controlled by Baphomet as they're literally chained to him. What more proof do you need? Because when it comes to Jack Black, it's pretty open. He has photo after photo showing his ties to the devil and the occult. You think it's a coincidence they have this open Satanist making a movie about convincing an 11-year-old boy to sell his soul for 3 wishes? The same man who took a picture clothless, holding baby dolls, chained to Baphomet, referring to sacrifices. Jack Black, for the longest, has been making movies aimed at our children. He is showing us what his purpose is in Hollywood, to normalize Satanism and the occult to his young fans. This is what this entire movie was about. They made the demon the good guy who only helped the main character. Just like occultists want people to believe that Lucifer is the good guy who freed humanity from God's enslavement. Most people see this as a silly movie, but I see right through the corny jokes for what this movie really is. It's a full-on recruitment tactic to have more souls turn their backs on God, like all the rest of the satanic propaganda Hollywood puts out. If you saw this and can't tell we're in a spiritual world, it's time to put the TikTok down and open some books, learn the truth about the world, and learn your enemy so you can know his next move. Don't allow him to guide your soul away from God. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.